everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who is getting married in 3 weeks from the day of recording. Hi, it's me, Ben. And we are joined, as always, by our wonderful friend and co-host, a man who has been married for his entire life. It is Noah. Welcome, Noah.
The way you were saying that, I thought you were going to be, who has been married 7 times?
No, that's our next guest.
Can we make it 8?
Can we make it 8? Stay tuned to find out. And we are joined by our wonderful friend and special guest, a man who has been married 7 times. And is currently married to the grind. It is Michael.
Ben, there was a joke. Something came up about grinding the other day, and I forgot what it was, but I was going to send it to you.
You grind every day, just at prom. It's not prom.
Something else. But
it's every day.
There was some traveling time on our Discord call. I'm showing the time that shows I am a time traveler at the moment.
This is miraculous. Michael recorded his bit an hour before Noah and I are recording. So he just said a bunch of stuff, and we're reacting in real time to it. So
this whole podcast, we have to try and chain together what Michael said to make
exactly.
It make sense.
That'd be such a creative idea.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Tempting.
That is tempting. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Noodles at Noon. You can catch us anywhere podcasts are available, like our website, noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com. Just renew that for another
year. And other places like Apple Podcasts.
Yep. YouTube Music.
YouTube Music. I was going to say it. Stitcher, maybe, still. Spotify. And
sure.
Coming to you live this week from Indonesia, where it is Independence Day in Indonesia. But don't worry, it's also 5:17 in Beijing. So,
thank you to our time-syncing website.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, we use a site called time.is whenever we're recording from different places to make sure we all hit record at the exact same time. And it let us know that it's Independence Day in Indonesia, and it also gives you it's, you know, 5:17 a.m. in Beijing. It's, wow, Beijing and New York are exactly 12 hours apart.
Ben, I have breaking news, except
breaking
it's
news?
Not, it's not breaking. Stitcher was discontinued 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
Well, so we are not driving, on Stitcher.
I've been driving them some traffic to them for the last 2 years that went nowhere.
You got to check out Stitcher. Great website. Great.
Can we buy the domain and just make it our website?
All podcast traffic leads to Noodles at Noon.
Exactly. Hey, that's the way to do it.
There was a time when I put a link to our podcast on a website that was getting like hundreds of thousands of views a day, and not a single person listened to the podcast.
No.
So.
And you did get a lot of emails from people, though.
I did. But not about the podcast.
Especially not about the podcast, about you being a shill to the New York Times.
Yeah,
and infringing on the New York Times intellectual property. Not
exactly.
As fun.
What a time that was. Well, welcome back, everybody. It's so good to be recording. It's so good to see Noah and Michael's faces on my computer screen one time. Because lately I've just been seeing Noah's face in person. And, you know, I just like this degree of separation. So
the filters, the webcam filters help a lot. Make it much more tolerable.
They do. Yeah.
And it does if you almost look like we're all in the same building, too, with our wall color. Like, it looks like Adam's family situation that we're all just in the same house and just we're doing
if I pan my camera this way, I will basically be in the same building as Michael.
That is true.
There we go. We'll have a screenshot of what that looks like on our website, noodlespodcast.com, where you can catch this podcast.
Noodlespodcast.com.
It's been a minute since we've had a podcast episode. But not as long as we thought it would be. So who would like... I mean, I'm listed first on the show notes, so I can go first as far as our weekly / monthly update. Hi, it's me, Ben. Like I said at the top of the podcast, I'm getting married in 3 weeks from the day of recording, which we're recording on August 17th. So if you want to do that math and figure out when my wedding is, Brian, I'm sure you will.
he already knows. He got access to the back door.
That's true. He does already know. He did get his invite to the wedding. Unfortunately, he and Caitlin are unable to make it. So we will miss them greatly. But you know what? That's okay. It was an honor to even be considered. Maybe we were considered. They didn't say they considered us when they RSVP'd.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you're kind of assuming some things.
That's true. I could be wrong. But no, we're very excited. It's coming up very quickly. Behind me, you see all the boxes of stuff that's specifically for the wedding. And it's been, I don't know, the last few weeks have been nice in this, the sense of like everything's falling into place, which is great. There's some stress involved, as you would with any event planning, but people always ask, like, when we're like, oh yeah, we're getting married in 21 days, like today at church, Lydia and I were talking about it with some people, and they're like, are you feeling nervous? Are you stressed? And we're like, no. Like, for a while, we've like had a venue booked. She's had a dress. I have a suit. We have an officiant. So no matter what, we're getting married. It's just all the stuff that we have to do for everybody else who's going to be there that we've been needing to figure out. But we're very excited to be married. Very excited that it's coming up quickly. So that's exciting. But to move on to more important things, I'm reading a new book.
Ooh,
I'm kidding. It's not more important. My upcoming marriage is the most important thing. But I am reading a new book. That is true. And
the
I wanted
Encyclopedia Britannica, starting at letter E.
Encyclopedia Britannica, read by Mike Tyson. No, I am reading this new book. Lydia and I wanted to go to Barnes & Noble and have a Barnes & Noble date. And because she wanted a new book, she finished a couple books that people had given her. And she enjoyed the books, but they weren't exactly her vibe. They were more like thriller suspense books. So she wanted something a little more, you know, laid back, who's, you know, hiding in the shadows. Don't want to do that. Just a chill book. Whoa! The sun just exploded in Michael's face.
Michael turned on a light or something. a thousand lights, maybe.
It was so bright. It was almost as white as Noah for a second. That was wild.
hey, now.
Whoa, that was whiter.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, sorry. So she picked out a book. It was it's kind of like one of those summer fun romancy books. She's having fun reading it. She enjoys it. And I was like, I want to get a book too. And it has to be different from all the other books that I currently have sitting on my bookshelf that I haven't read. Because I need something new and fresh and exciting. So I walked around like most of Barnes & Noble looking for a book that would pique my interest. And I finally found one. It's called Dungeons & Drama. It is a young adult romance Dungeons & Dragon book. And let me tell you, I am not disappointed by this book. It is awful. It's so bad. This book is dreadful. And it's everything I wanted it
to
be.
And it was $14.99.
Yeah, it was. And actually, no, it was $11.99.
Oh,
okay. Okay. That's fair.
I looked it up on Goodreads, and it had like a 4.8 star rating.
Wow.
And I'm like, how?
That can't be right.
That is insane. How that, like, because I'm genuinely reading it as a joke. Like, when I was in high school, or I'm sorry, no, this was in college, I realized that most Jane Austen books are like, what's the word? Satire. Like, if you read Jane Austen books as satire, they're hilarious. So I read a Jane Austen book and I was like, this is fantastic because I know she's trying to be funny with all the things she's writing. I feel the same way with this, except it's completely earnest. Like, this was supposed to be a great book. Dungeons and Drama by Christy Boyce. Sorry, Pickles is barking. She's also the author of a book called Hot British Boyfriend.
Oh.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm not super far into it. But I am looking forward to continuing.
I'm not super far into it, and not super far into it either. You know?
No. Oh, I'm super far into it, but I'm fully invested.
Sorry.
No. Dating and Dragons is the next book in the series.
Oh, it's a sequel.
This is the there's another one called Dating and Dragons.
Hot Dutch Oven Daydream.
Hot Dutch Oven. What?
I don't know. Cole taught me about that in high school.
A Dutch oven?
Yeah.
Yeah. Noah, do you know what a Dutch oven is?
He asked you.
I think I do, but now I'm not so sure.
Please explain it.
Do you think it's anything other than an oven in the Netherlands?
Well, I thought it was like a pot. I Googled it, okay. And I'm seeing a pot.
Okay, yeah.
I'm assuming there's another meaning that I don't know if I want to know.
Anyway, so I'm reading this book, and it's about a girl who has to work at a Dungeons & Dragons store, and then she falls in love. And that's it. That's what's going on in my life.
Well, wait. There's got to be some kind of drama. Does she find out that he, like, uses 4th edition D&D instead of 5th edition? And that, like, causes a big rift in their relationship?
Well, she's really into musicals, right? So she gets grounded because her and one of her friends... I don't want to spoil anything. A few chapters in. Her and one of her friends get grounded because... they don't have their driver's license, but they stole her mom's car to drive and go see a musical that they had tickets for. So she gets grounded, and her punishment is she has to go work at her dad's board game store. And her dad left her and her mom to go start this board game store. Drama, first of all.
Drama, yeah.
So she goes straight from work to working at this place. There's this guy who she goes to school with who also works there, but she doesn't like him. He's in a D&D group, and I think... so the direction it's heading is that they start dating to make other people jealous, but then they fall in love. And that's where the drama comes in.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Noah, yep. Gasp counter, one.
Actually, two. I gasped earlier, and then I...
Sorry.
Michael tells me I gasp too much. Oh, sorry.
That's a lot.
So,
Hey, it's hard to get air up here. I live very high in the mountains.
In Fairbanks,
gotta struggle for every breath up here.
So that being said, Noodles Book Club, Dungeons and Drama by Christy Boyce. Read it, and we'll talk about it in the Discord. We have a Bowtie Book Club.
We do have a book club.
Never
Discord
gets
channel.
Used.
Has that been used? When's it? Oh, it hasn't been used. Oh, 4 months.
Okay, that's not bad.
Oh yeah, I was talking about
Noah posting it.
Hey, I'm trying to read 20 books this year, and I'm on my 14th book of the year, so I think I can do it.
Will you read this next? Will this be the book you read next?
I don't know. I feel kind of weird putting that on my Goodreads, but you know, maybe.
It's literature, man.
Yeah, it is literature. That's true.
If you feel embarrassed by educating yourself in the arts, then you're the problem.
You know, currently I'm reading Grimm's Fairy Tales, like the original. It's not all of them, I think, because there's like 300 different stories, but it's like a collection of Grimm's Fairy Tales. And I read the original Cinderella. And the thing I learned about that is the sisters of Cinderella, when they try to like fit into the slipper, their feet are too big. And the part that Disney did not share was that the sisters literally cut their toes off in order to fit into the slipper. So, you know, gross. I'm learning some new things. The things that the dark side that Disney wants to show you doesn't want to show you.
I actually knew that because in middle school, I was in the musical Into the Woods, and my character was the one that was like, "Hey, look in that shoe. It's covered in blood. they cut their toes off." I mean, I did it in song, but but Mike, that's pretty much. I had 7 lines in the whole thing, and one of them was, "Look at the blood within the shoe."
Her
I'm pretty sure that's how it
toe
went.
Has gone turned to goo.
Something this Foot doesn't belong to the shoe. It's true. Something. I don't know.
La da 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 da.
La da 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 da. Into the woods where nothing's clear.
Well, I'm proud of you, Ben. You know, it's good to read a diverse selection of books, and it sounds like, you know, you're starting strong.
I am. Best possible book I could be reading.
I think you need to get a Goodreads and just
I don't know if I still have one. I had one at one point.
I searched for you on Goodreads and I found a Ben Shoemate, but the profile picture is just like this ripped guy in a Speedo. I don't think it's you.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's a lot of skin.
I'm gonna friend him anyway.
Okay.
He hasn't read a single book. According to his profile.
He has 30 friends though.
That's more than I have.
Oh, he likes art, Christian, nonfiction, religion, and spirituality. Are you sure this is the wrong guy?
Oh, maybe it is Ben. Yeah. Got a lot of friends into art and religion.
I'm having the worst time trying to log into my Goodreads.
Well, while Ben tries to do that, Michael, what's been going on with you? You're an hour behind us, so, you know, if the end of the world comes, you get an extra hour. That's pretty nice.
True. I'll know after you when the sun goes out.
Oh, that's true.
Start shining. Yeah.
That's true.
You know, 6 minutes and an hour. That's the difference. I moved. I live in the desert. It's really hot. Today is a brisk 95. Brisk 95. It's been a lot hotter recently. But we're hitting monsoon season, which means it rains a lot and it kicks up mold, which makes my allergies feel like I have a sinus infection constantly. Let's see, the high this week? Oh, measly 104. Measly 104. Because it's partially cloudy and it's probably going to rain. But it's been hot. It's been tireless. I'm very tired. Is that right? Is it tireless or am I tired? I don't know. Very long hours. All that stuff. But some of my favorite things pertain to the free stuff that I get with my benefits. Because I get really good insurance and really good insurance benefits, including a wireless TENS unit that's currently on my back. Look at it.
Ooh.
Look at it. You can't see it. There it is.
Michael is pulsing. Right. He's spasming.
Oh, gosh.
So I wear it for like an hour at a time because my back hurts because all I do is type and walk and there's no in between. But otherwise, trying to make the most of my time here, even when it kind of sucks a bit. But I write funny things in notes. So HIPAA compliant wise, I wrote about a guy that feels, quote, the taste of the sausage, end quote, stuck in his mouth. And Noah really seemed to like that one. But it's all just part of staying entertained throughout the day because the days are so long, but the weeks are very short.
The days are long, but the weeks are short.
HIPAA compliance.
You're working with hippos?
Yeah, I actually got a job at the zoo.
for
my
hippo
side gig.
Michael ran off to the zoo. It's like running off with
the
circus.
In all of his free time. Yeah. Because he has so much free time.
Yeah, it's a good gig.
So, I mean, we've talked about this, but how many hours are you working a week right now? What's your schedule look like?
I'll have to pull it up for you. Because I have to log these things. That way it's legal. View hours. Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, never mind. That was last month. Okay, here we go. Saturday, 13 and a half hours. Sunday, 12 and a half. Tuesday, 13. Wednesday, 12. Thursday, 12 and a half. Friday, 13 and a half. I didn't work Monday, and I'm not working this weekend that we're currently recording on. So if you summarize those, it's probably an illegal amount of hours. but it's a lot. It's a lot, and that's been average pretty much. Let's see. The least I see is a 9-hour day on July 25th.
Oh, everything just a measly 9-hour day.
Measly. Everything else is just... yeah, everything else is 11 to 13. I hit 14 on one day. Friday the 8th, I hit 14, which is really bad. Shouldn't do that.
Well, I will say that your apartment looks very clean and very orderly.
You can only see a fraction of it.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Is that just the little window into your life I can see, or?
Oops, there's like stuff on the floor.
Oh wow, Michael just threw everything.
Linoleum.
Vinyl.
Is it linoleum? Vinyl? Nice.
It's vinyl. Makes it easy to clean. And there's a rug, and that's all I have to clean. And the ceiling fan never stops running.
Oh yeah,
really? By design or?
By choice.
By choice.
In Arizona, they just don't build them with off switches. It's just as soon as the ceiling fan is plugged in, it's permanent.
I don't mean to take away. I have gotten into my Goodreads account.
How many?
I'm not sure the number. However, the first book that I ever logged on my Goodreads is Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus.
Yes.
Which I added in 2009, which I would have been 11 years old. So. And
is
then.
Is your name not Ben Shoemate? Or maybe you're just like not public. I can't find you.
Genuinely, my name is George.
What? Are you sure you logged into your Goodreads?
Yeah. That's hysterical.
Why?
Because like that means like not even that I have to have like a different username. Like I genuinely just have the name George, which means there's probably people out there trying to. People named George, like, I just want a Google or a Goodreads account, and they can't have one.
Because no one else named George?
Yeah, it just says George. I am George.
Huh. Okay, well, that would explain why I couldn't find you.
Yeah. Anyway,
hey, look, wait,
so...
I have other things I got for free. I got a massage gun.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Which if you put it on your chest and you talk, it kind of sounds like this. Look, it has multiple speeds too. So I have that. That's really fun. And then I have a free blood pressure cuff. Syncs with this app.
Whoa. Hello, heart.
Hello, heart.
Comes in a little carry bag and... I don't have problems with my blood pressure, but I tried a breathing exercise with this thing the other day, and I got my blood pressure down to like 86 over 60 or something, and I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital, but we're good.
So, okay, I was going to ask if your blood pressure had spiked working the crazy hours in a stressful environment, but it seems like your blood is fine.
Probably, but it depends on if you breathe. And then I got the clock that's back there on top of my piano for free. It shows me the time, the date, and the temperature, and it cycles all of those things intermittently. What else did I get? I have, like, journals in my room. I have this piece of paper that tells me to fill out an employee satisfaction thing, survey.
Are you satisfied?
No. What else? There's more. It's great. It's awesome. I get to shock myself in the spine. Anyway, taking advantage of the benefits because who am I without free things?
That's true.
I'm a big fan of free things. Not going to lie. So
it's better
I can't judge you there.
But everything exactly. else is like patient stories and I can't tell you. Except this guy. Very recently. This has to be HIPAA compliant. But we had a guy, okay? What can I reveal about this guy? Surgery thought he needed surgery. I personally didn't think he needed surgery by looking at the data that I had and talking with him about not how he doesn't need surgery. He was scheduled for surgery the next day. Overnight, apparently night team gets a call that he's like, hey, I want to leave the hospital. So I get to the hospital at 6 a.m. as I do. I see the night guy walking up to the floor. I'm like, hey, how's it going? I put away my stuff. I go meet him. Back at like our meeting room, he's like, hey, that guy wants to leave. I'm like, okay. And then he goes on to say, but the ghosts in his phone are telling him to leave. I'm like, what? Like,
what?
Okay, does he have capacity to make decisions right now? So this guy had been a little bit aggressive with staff, nurses and stuff, and I wasn't comfortable going alone into this room. So I wait for my senior resident, Colton, to show up. Colton shows up. Colton is like 6'3", redhead, big guy. And we go in the room together, start talking with this guy. He's rational, but he's like, the ghosts on my phone are telling me to leave. And we're like, show us. So he pulls up this app called Ghost Tube. Opens what? The camera app, and he says, hey, you see, when there's a stick figure, that's a ghost. You see him? And he turns it around, and there's like nothing there. Except like a banner ad at the top, and Colton goes, that looks like a YouTube video. And I'm just trying to like not react at all. And then he goes, okay, well, it's not that. And he like swipes over to like the EMF part of the app where it like picks up EMF and makes a voice and you can ask questions and then you get the answer you want from the ghost. And he pulls it up and it's like silent for a second and then goes, whatever, person, whatever. And like, what is happening? Our conclusion was that he believed in the paranormal and he wanted to leave. So he left.
Fair.
Before we were ready for him to go. But I think that was a HIPAA compliant story because you don't know when it happened, you don't know who it was, and you don't know anything else about their medical details except they possibly needed surgery and they left the hospital before they were going to get possibly unnecessary surgery. But that was one of the weirdest stories. I didn't think of any other anonymized stories to tell, but that one was fresh and recent and it made me smile.
Fascinating.
So how do I get this app?
What?
How do you get the app? He wants to know what app it was.
Yeah,
Ghost, I want Ghost Tube.
Ghost?
Okay, Ghost Tube. Yeah, I've always had a
this
feeling.
This episode sponsored by Ghost Tube.
Ghosttube.com.
And use our affiliate link for 20% off.
Wow, the hoodies cost more than our shirts. The shirt costs more than ours, I think.
Wait, they have Ghost Tube shirts?
Yeah.
There's merch?
Yeah, there's the merch is for really Ghost? Ugly. It's literally white words on a black shirt. And it just says
hey,
Ghost
that's,
Tube.
That's in right now. $20. Whoa, Ghost Tube lens. There's like a
VR
headset you can get.
Oh.
That says Ghost Tube on it.
That's why when you see the stick figures, you know it's a person.
But it's genuinely just like
oh, he pays
one of those ones
for
you stick
this.
Your...
It's subscription-based.
Yeah. Oh. Interesting.
Ghost Tube lens. Yeah, so you can get... So it's just one of those VR headsets that you stick your phone in. And it's $60, which you can usually get those at a thrift store for like
that's
five.
That's true. They have them.
Huh. Well, okay, maybe next week what we'll do is we'll pay for all of this stuff and let y'all know if it's worth it.
Yeah. Whoa. To use the app, you need at least 4 gigabytes of RAM in your phone. Wait, hang on. Wait, what? 4 gigs of RAM, a quad-core processor at 2.5 gigahertz.
And a magnetometer.
Yeah. Android 11 or iOS 15.
Huh.
Whoa. Make it sound legit if you need that much. It says recommended for minimum requirements, by the way.
Yeah. It's actually just using your phone as a hotspot to mine crypto.
You know, it probably is. That's probably exactly what it is.
So yeah, don't download this app. We're not endorsing it.
I'm not willing to download this one.
Don't download that, maybe.
But yeah.
That was an interesting interaction we had just a few days ago.
Hang on. I'm looking at the features, and one of the features is gallery to manage AI-generated art. So it's just telling you it's fake?
I mean, yeah, I guess the people that are like really into AI-generated art would maybe... I don't know. I don't want to assume anything. I'm just saying. In fact, I'm not saying anything. I'll just leave that open-ended, and you can interpret it however you'd like.
Fair. Very fair. Well,
Noah.
Michael, I was going to say thank you for sharing. This is fascinating, and I now have a new app to not download.
To blacklist.
Yeah.
I wish I had other stories, but the other ones are just me getting sad, so we're not going there right now.
Oh,
that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Noah, we're here for you, Michael, and yeah, you're doing a lot of good work, and I know it's really hard, but yeah, it's really good things you're doing, and you've toughed through a lot, so shout out to Michael.
And I said this yesterday, and you didn't respond, but I love you, and I miss you.
It's because you sent me a picture of a donkey right after, and you know what I had to
do? No. I sent you a picture of a horse, and there was a donkey very far in the distance.
You just say, hey, I saw this donkey, and it made me think of you, Michael. Well, yeah, so I have a story that I will consent to share. Is it a HIPAA violation if it's yourself telling the story
yourself?
About an injury that happened to you? Probably not. It's probably fine.
It's your own health information.
Great. Well, I'll share my health information. Bad. Health is bad. but yeah, he's more a friend of Ben's, but I happened to see him recently who was a skater. He was a skater boy.
He said, see you later, boy.
He said, see you later, boy. can I make it any more obvious? He told me, or he gave me some advice on how to do an ollie. Because my goal this summer was I really wanted to pull off
Ben,
just one ollie. Oh yeah, Ben's camera is sagging and falling. Okay, Ben's camera fell.
Oopsie daisy.
The ghost.
But yeah, so he gave me some advice on how to do an ollie. And so like a week later, I was like, I'm going to take my skateboard out. I might get injured, but I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to try and finally do this ollie. And on the way to go out to do the ollie, my skateboard hit a pebble, went flat on my face, landed on both my hands, just scraping across the asphalt.
Foosh. Foosh injury. Foosh.
What does that mean?
I don't know
Fall
what that means.
On outstretched hand. Foosh.
Oh yes. Mm. I fooshed. I fooshed my two hands. I fooshed my right knee. Initially, you know, it's kind of hard to gauge the pain at first. My first thought afterwards was like, okay, I have a lot of blood coming out of my hand, like streaking down my arm. And I'm like the farthest point away from my house, so I'm going to skate home. You know, you got to get back on the horse. You got to skate home. So I skated home. My super nice neighbor was like was starting a conversation, and I just held up my hands and I was like, hey, well, I need to go.
You don't want to mess with me, brother.
So yeah,
blood on my hands.
My right hand had like a bunch of blood and like a big chunk of skin that was like flapped off. And that felt just amazing, pouring the alcohol into that hand. I tried Corona, like a Corona, and that
too soon, man.
And that didn't seem strong enough. So
no, you got to use something stronger, like Everclear.
Yeah, yeah. So then I found Jesse's Everclear and I threw that in there.
Grey Goose.
Just kind of mixed a few different things in there. That was super painful. But the real issue came, that hand is now pretty much healed. It's looking pretty good now. But yeah. my left hand has been, like, my wrist and my pinky, like this kind of back part of my hand has been all messed up. I can't really grip things. And man, like trying to live life one-handed, you just feel so helpless. Like
that's your dominant hand too.
It is. Yeah, my
For
dominant
most of us
hand.
Is not.
Yeah, but like trying to get a cap off of a bottle or a jar, like I can't do it cuz you have to use both your hands. You have to like grip both of them pretty tight, and I just can't do that with my left hand. And the first couple of days, I couldn't type with my left hand, and I was like trying to dictate things on my computer. But a lot of what I do is coding, and you can't really dictate code very easily.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's kind of what you have to do, and it was just easier to just use one hand than try to dictate all the little symbols. So yeah, it's made me very appreciative of having two, I guess four limbs. because losing any one of those limbs, it really does make a difference. Like, there's a lot of things you just can't do very easily. So it's been about 3 weeks now. I'm finally going to go get it x-rayed this week because it's not, it's still pretty bad. So I'm curious to see. I'm just going to walk and be like, dude, I fooshed real bad.
You should see what they say. Like, well, that means you already have an x-ray order. So you've already talked to someone to get it x-rayed. So never
yeah.
Oh.
Well,
I
yeah.
A question, because when you told me about this, you said it's Apple's fault, which, by the way, our friend who taught him how to Ollie, his name is Apple. And you're like, it's Apple's fault. He taught me how to Ollie, and I was practicing my Ollie, and I fell and hurt myself. That's what you told me. When you just told the story, it sounded like you were on your way
to go practice the Ollie.
To go practice the Ollie when you fell and hurt yourself, which I don't want to split hairs or anything. But if I was like, hey,
like
there's
a hairline
great sale.
Split?
Yeah, a hairline fracture.
Broomstick fracture.
If I was like, hey, there's a great sale on some pants over at Target. You should go. And then on your way there, you fell off your skateboard. You'd be like, it's Ben's fault.
It's Ben's fault.
He told me there are pants at Target. So I'm not sure if I'm ready to blame this one on Apple.
Yeah, I think the person to blame is probably Jessie, because she's the one that bought me the skateboard. So
there we go. There it is.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case.
Yesterday, and by yesterday I do mean from the day we're recording this, we were at a birthday party for a two-year-old, both Noah and I were. And my brother was there as well, who I think I've talked about this on the podcast, has also fallen while skateboarding, while being skateboarding, and broke his wrist.
He broke something.
And I was sitting down, and Noah and my brother were talking to each other about this very thing. And I was like, this is hilarious, because these are the two people in my life who, the only two people I know who have had skateboarding injuries. And both their skateboarding injuries are from, like, I just... like, very entry-level, like, people in their mid to late 20s learning how to skateboard for the first time.
Which is a terrible idea.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I endorse it, because you are trying to do something new and trying to embrace something that helps you feel young and vivacious, and I say go for it.
And your brother said he'd take me out with him and teach me some stuff. So we're going to go out together and injure ourselves together.
I was going to say, one of you, take turns. Never. Someone needs to make sure that both of you aren't on a skateboard at the same time.
Yeah.
One of you has to be on the ground.
Or we'll bring Audrey and Jesse with access to a phone so they can, like, drive us to the ER when that inevitably happens.
On a longboard.
Yeah, yes. we're gonna share a board together and go down a half pipe and see what happens.
He's incredible.
I'm gonna just, like, wrap my arms around his waist, like on the back of a motorcycle, and we're just gonna, like, go down, drop into a bowl together, see what happens.
Perfect. Something I forgot to put in my weekly update. Noah, thank you for sharing. Oh wait, you have
What's
more.
That?
Oh no, that's good. Yeah, no, we're good.
No.
My what game might that? Take a while.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I was going to talk about something I had forgotten about, but I want to make sure we get to everything.
Will it take 28 you minutes on the dot is my question.
Oh, yeah, no. That's true. We have to string it out to 108. Go ahead,
108 Ben. Podcast. One thing that I got to do over the past few weeks was Lydia and I traveled from Fairbanks, Alaska, down to Denver, Colorado, where the Savannah Bananas were playing at Coors Field. Which, if you don't know what the If you don't know what the Savannah Bananas are, it is a baseball team. They do not play in, like, major leagues. They have their own league, and they play a version of baseball called banana ball. What's interesting about banana ball is that it's kind of like Harlem Globetrotters baseball, but also not really. So, like, the baseball that they're playing, 100% real baseball. There's a pitcher on the mound throwing to a batter. There's an umpire, all that. If a ball gets hit over the fence, it's a home run. Stuff like that. And also, they have other rules. Like, there's no such thing as a walk. If there are four balls thrown to a batter, they have a four-ball sprint where the batter just starts running, and then every single fielder has to touch the ball before they can then try and tag the batter or the runner out.
Oh.
So they just start sprinting and throwing the ball around the field, and sometimes the batter can make it to second base, all that stuff. If there's a foul ball that goes into the stands and a fan catches it cleanly, the batter is out. That's just how it works. There is a player who plays on stilts. I recommend looking it up.
What position does the stilts guy play?
In our game, he pitched.
Wow. That's
so he
impressive.
Yeah, it was very impressive. And so this team, it used to be a collegiate summer team. They've kind of invented their own league now to play banana ball. So there's a few different teams in the league, but the Bananas are kind of like the top flight team. And they are currently on tour this summer. They'll go to a bunch of different professional sports stadiums. Coors Field was the largest. Michael has it on behind him. Coors Field was the largest
they
baseball
look
field.
Like they kind of look like Benson Boone.
They kind of do. Oh, yeah. They do a lot of dancing.
Oh.
And they have trick plays. So one of the guys.
What? Behind the back?
Yeah, it's crazy. One of the players he plays in the outfield, and he did a backflip and caught the ball while mid-backflip.
Oh.
It's insane. So I highly recommend looking it up. Fully endorse banana ball. I'm watching it behind Michael right now. He has it pulled on.
Michael's
up
having
on a
great
screen
time.
Behind him.
There was some thrusting happening.
Yeah, so I went and watched that. They also have, like, special players come out. So two former Rockies players. One of them, a pitcher named Ubaldo Jimenez, who threw the only no-hitter in Rockies history. He pitched to a batter. And then another guy named Vinny Castilla, who played with the Rockies for a bunch of years. He retired in like 2006, had an at-bat. And it's just cool. And there's a two-hour time limit on it. And so it was a great time. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. If you don't know what the Bananas are, look it up.
So would you say that this is the most you've seen people at Coors Field actually pay attention to the baseball game that's happening?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say maybe recently, yes. But I've also been to quite a few Rockies games.
He's wearing
currently
a bicycle helmet, by the way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Currently at Coors Field, they have this place called the Party Deck, where it's a bunch of like bars and restaurants and stuff up on the top deck where there used to be stands. I've went to games before that was there, and it was just all stands up there. The capacity of Coors Field used to be like 52,000 people. Now it's down closer to 50,000 people. And I've been to a few games where it was like complete sellout, everyone like drawn into the game. I've been to, that's one of the sad, I'm about to go on a tangent.
Uh-oh.
So you might,
Ben's baseball
we might
quarter.
Need to move on. We might need to move on.
It's okay. We have 30 minutes almost on the dot. Keep going.
That's true. that's why I'm so sad about how bad the Rockies are right now, which they're doing better in the second half of the season than the first half of the season. But Denver is such a, like, if there's a good baseball team in Denver, it's so, like, the fans show up so much, which they already do already. But, like, just seeing the amount of people at this, like, it was completely sold out at the Savannah Bananas thing. There was 50,000 people there. And, like, the Rockies still have one of the highest, like, attendance records in all of baseball while being one of the worst teams in baseball. And when they were a good team, it's even more so. So, yeah, that's why it makes me sad. Because, like, when it's a good team, it's so much fun to, like, go and watch a game and just be around a bunch of people also just there to watch a game. So, I tried to truncate my tangent as much as possible. Very sorry.
Has anybody thought about, like, selling the team, Ben? Has that been a thought anybody's
thought
about?
Lots Lots of people have thought about it. The only person that hasn't thought about it is the guy who owns the team. So. It's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
I just want the Kronkies who own...
But
what do you have against the Kronkies?
Everything.
Walter
they
Cronkite?
Own...
Greedy sons of guns.
Not Walter Cronkite. They own the Avalanche and the Nuggets, and also the Los Angeles Rams. And if you'll note, all of those teams have won the championship in their respective leagues in the past, like, 5 years. So, yeah.
Someday.
Hopefully while I'm still alive.
Well, how do you guys feel about playing a game? It's been a little while since we've played a good old-fashioned Noodles at Noon game.
2 months.
Yeah, I'm totally game.
Are you game for a game?
Yes.
You sounded so uncertain. And Michael said nothing, so I'm just going to go.
I feel like we already answered the question. I got scared.
I was just stalling while I pull up my answers. Okay,
oh, gotcha.
Well, today we are going to be playing the first ever edition of Rant Review Roundup. There is, you guys remember Twitter? Remember that website that...
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember it.
Yeah, I
Not
know...
Not fondly, but I remember it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's only gotten worse somehow. But there is a Twitter account that... Oh, I'm just now realizing it hasn't posted in like 5 years. But I guess they also don't remember Twitter
even
either.
More dead than Stitcher.
Hey.
Yeah, even... which you can find us on, by the way. If you go to Stitcher.com, you can find us.
Stitcher.com.
Were we ever on Twitter or no? Was that ever a thing? No, it was just Instagram.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah. But there is an old Twitter account called Amazon Movie Reviews, where they just share the funniest reviews of movies that this person finds on Amazon. And yeah, there's some real winners here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the review to you. And you have to tell me what movie the review is describing.
Easy. Mary-Kate and Ashley, Far From Paris.
Yeah, they're all Mary-Kate and Ashley films. I have enough questions here. I think I can just go back and forth between you two. And I will keep score. So, Michael, I'm going to have you start us off. This is a one-star review. And it says, they are criminals, but nobody deserves to be hit in the head over and over again by a brick.
Easy. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
That is exactly right. And, you know, I think this reviewer has softball. A good point. Yeah, starting off.
I haven't won a game in a year and a half.
So starting off with some softballs here. Yeah, that I don't know. I think that's fair. I think no matter how bad of a criminal you may be, I think Macaulay Culkin's arm of justice was maybe overreaching in that film.
It's a borderline cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, I wanted him to go to jail at the end of that film, quite frankly. I wanted him tried as an adult.
Hot take. Macaulay Culkin's the real criminal.
Yeah. Ben, 1 star. There were no wolves in this movie.
Oh, I know exactly.
Dances with Wolves.
No, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, dang it.
It is Wolf of Wall Street. That is a good guess, Ben.
Are there wolves in Dances with Wolves?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question. I haven't seen that.
I didn't think about it potentially being a joke like that, and I was like, there are a lot of movies that don't have wolves. like the website Did the Dog Die?
Oh, yeah.
Or Does the Dog Die? It's just a... website, are there wolves in this movie? Yes or no?
Are there wolves in this movie.com. Back to Michael. The dude is just rude throughout the movie. 1 star.
Okay, yeah, this one's...
Now they get harder.
Yeah, now you stepped it up. There's no detail. Dude is just rude. Why you gotta be so rude?
Rude.
When are people rude and grumpy? Jim Carrey, a series of unfortunate events.
Ooh, that is good. He was pretty rude in that movie. The answer, unfortunately, is The Shining, which Yeah, he was pretty rude. Pretty rude to his family, yeah. I guess.
That makes sense. I can accept that.
You can't deny it. He was pretty rude. All right, Ben. Another softball for you.
Are you tapping the mic?
Just making sure that I'm using the right input.
Okay.
Ben. You
know. Yeah.
One star. I am a 56-year-old former law enforcement professional who has no interest in watching this movie. What was the movie?
Hot Fuzz.
Ooh.
RoboCop.
Yeah, both excellent guesses. Hot Fuzz, dang, RoboCop. The answer is Trolls World Tour. Which, I mean, fair.
Yeah. It's like on, this happens a lot on the site formerly known as Twitter, where like anytime there's a sports post, someone will be like, as a fan of this team, I think this. What does that have to do with anything?
As a 56-year-old former law enforcement professional, I don't care for Trolls World Tour. And I need that to be known.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Michael. We're expanding our horizons a little bit. I have a few different reviews for this one. Every person who gave this 5 stars also owns a yoga mat. 1 star.
Is this the same? Wait, are you doing a bunch for the same movie?
If Michael doesn't get it, then I'm going to give Ben a second clue.
Everyone who watches this yoga mat. Yoga mat. Charlie Chaplin? No, I'm kidding. Why would people have a yoga mat? Like, what are we profiling? Marley and Me.
Ooh, that's a really good guess. Actually, I really like that answer. Unfortunately, it is incorrect. So Ben, I'm going to give you a second clue. Turned off within 5 minutes. The movie was a foreign film. Foreign film is all in caps.
Oh. That either means, okay, so is it in a different language?
Well,
is it is it like, I don't know, Sophie's Choice?
Is that a foreign film?
Believe it's in German, is it not?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I haven't seen it.
Maybe it's not a foreign film. Oh, well. Well,
well,
for whatever reason, my brain's stuck on like World War II era. Not era, but like World War II movies.
Yeah, because people who watch World War II movies love their yoga mats.
Oh, yoga mats.
I'm going to go back to Michael with a third clue. No important warning of it being in Chinese.
I have. Ben, does that narrow it down for you?
I mean, it narrows it down to Mulan. Not being, it's not German.
The correct answer is Parasite, which is a South Korean film.
Oh, gosh.
In which they speak South Korean or Hangul, not Chinese.
Not Chinese.
It is a great film. I thought it was a really good movie. It won the Oscar for Best Picture. Man?
It's not like a progressive film.
It did?
Right?
When?
I mean, it's a fairly progressive film. It's like rich people bad. Rich people exploit poor people, you know. Great movie, though. Really liked it. So I guess.
When did it win Best Picture? How old is it?
Like 2021? Yeah. Maybe 2020? Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that old. Around there. But there was no warning that it was in Chinese, which is also fair
because
it was not in Chinese.
Warning, this movie is in Chinese. Proceeds to be in not
foreign
Chinese.
Film.
Foreign film. Not watching that. Okay, this is a side tangent, but we keep sending messages in the Discord, and every time someone sends a message in our Discord, it opens my iTunes and starts playing the recording of our last podcast in my ear, and I don't know why.
Get a Mac. It'll change your life.
All right, Ben, back to you. 5 stars. This is a 5-star review. This one's good. I have an aggressive niece who likes to pick fights at her elementary school, and she even bit one of her classmates last August. As punishment, she had to watch this, and she hasn't even raised a fist since.
Inside Out.
Oh, like she learned about how to process emotions and things like that?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like a
yeah.
punishment. Like, you have to watch this movie as a punishment, not as, like, education.
Well, I like your interpretation. It's a little happier. Unfortunately, yeah. the movie was the
Passion
emoji movie.
Oh, dang it.
Okay.
Hey, as someone who has seen the emoji movie, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, really? You've seen it? I have not seen it. Michael, have you seen it?
You've seen it, yeah.
No, Cole saw it.
I saw it at a drive-in, and because it was playing before the first of the new Spider-Man movies.
Mm.
So I saw it then, and I remember thinking, I mean, I didn't like watch it, but I remember thinking like, this is, you know, I've chuckled a few times.
Is it really worth that 0% Rotten Tomatoes score that it had?
No. Mm. I'd give it at least like a 10%.
Like a 10 out of 10, you know.
No, 10 out of 100.
All right, Michael, back to you. The score is still Michael is up 1-0. There were no peanut M&Ms available in the cinema. 1 star.
Cinema. This is a European thing. We don't say that here.
Ooh.
Okay, so what's
big in... Or it's
an
art film.
Okay, yeah. What's
this person
big
owns
Europe?
A yoga mat.
They love Star Wars, because Star Wars is like a British thing, you know? Like, it's an American thing, but it's a British thing, you know? Like, all of it was shot in Europe, you know?
Oh, yeah,
except,
yeah.
Except anything in the Redwood Forest that was not shot. So, point being, I think this is The Last Jedi. Star
Ooh.
Wars.
Ooh, the Star Wars The Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. There were no peanut M&Ms available in the cinema. That was a review left on the movie Cats.
Okay.
That was... Honestly, it should have been a sign to
yeah.
just leave.
Yeah, should have left. Should have just called it there.
If the worst thing you can say about Cats is that they didn't have peanut M&Ms, then that's the best review Cats got, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Like, the movie was so unforgettable, or the movie was so forgettable that they just
yeah.
complained about the peanut M&Ms.
Now, Ben, did you see that one?
I didn't. I will admit, I did not see that one. Did you?
No. Nope. I just okay. barely now remember that was even a film.
All right. Well, Ben, back to you. 1 star review. Awful. Looks like it was filmed in the 70s.
Oh.
That 70s show. No. looks like it was filmed in the 70s.
A New Hope. Star Wars.
So is it a movie that was actually filmed in the 70s?
It got re-released.
Yeah. Like, what is this garbage?
Like,
why is he acting so weird? You got Tosche Station. Why is he talking like that?
I'm going to go with Jaws 3 in 3D.
The answer is Star Wars A New Hope.
Oh!
I think, I'm sorry, Ben, I think I have to give a point to Michael for that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
It's not Which, how the game works at all.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I don't have any points.
That's okay. There's still time. There is another review. I don't know if you guys have heard of the movie The Lighthouse, so I didn't put it on here, but it released in 2019, and it was a black and white movie. And one of the reviews was like, awful movie in black and white. Didn't know it was going to be in black and white, and it was boxy. Like, the picture didn't extend all the way to the sides of the theater. I thought that was pretty great.
How dare they?
Yeah, how dare they? All right, well, Ben, we'll give you another go at this since Michael got your last one.
I'm not going to win.
you can get this one. 2 stars, so a little better. They are not women. They are children.
Spy Kids 3 in 3D. hang on, wait.
Ben's really into the
3D
films.
Yeah. They are not women. They are children. I'm thinking hard about this. Little Women, the movie.
It is Little Women, the movie. Ben, you're on the board. They are not women. They're children in that movie. Get it right, Louisa. Well done. Ben's on the board. He's closing that gap. Michael, one star. Am I the only one that is creeped out by these guys in tights? They purposefully didn't cover their private areas. Disgusting Hollywood creeper vibe.
Guys in tights. Guys in tights. Cirque du Soleil.
The movie.
Can I steal?
The movie.
Can I steal?
Ben, is that your guess, Michael?
Oh, that's my guess, Michael.
All right, Ben, you're welcome to steal.
Is it Elf?
It is Elf. Well done. Jesse guessed, when I gave her these, she guessed Robin Hood Men in Tights, which is a great guess, but nope.
That is a good guess.
It is Elf. Disgusting Hollywood creeper vibe from Will Ferrell.
What's the one with... what's the name of the guy's name from Princess Bride? Carl Ills, whatever his name is.
Carrie Elwes. Yeah, that's from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a good movie.
All right, I'll give another one to Michael then. Michael, one star. Why is he wearing jeans in the ocean?
Castaway. We are castaways. Does he wear jeans? I don't know, but that's my answer because I don't have a better answer. Yeah, I have a better answer.
All right.
Does he wear jeans?
The answer is... Ahead, Ben.
Can I steal? Is it Captain Phillips?
It is...
There was nothing in Castaway.
Aquaman. Oh. Which I haven't seen. I don't know if he wears jeans in the ocean, but if so, that's awesome. That's going to take a long time to dry.
Yeah.
Ben, back to you. It's
How many
a film.
More are there?
Just a few more.
Okay.
It's a film, not a book. Very disappointed.
It's a film, not a book. So somebody went to a theater expecting to see a book?
Or I guess ordered it from Amazon, maybe.
Oh, that makes sense. The Book Thief. And they got the movie instead of the Book Thief.
Wait, this isn't a book?
No, there was a movie that I remember watching and going like, wait, the book's about a book? But I'm trying to remember what it was. Is it Inkspell or something? I don't know.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with The Book Thief.
The answer is The Jungle Book. Man showed up to his local theater, thought he was going to get to read a book in the theater seat, but
in the theater,
he had to be subjected to Christopher Walken, if it was the modern The Jungle Book anyway. All right, Michael, back to you. I'm beginning to think he's just a bad parent. This could also be Home Alone 2, but it's not.
Alexander and the Horrible, Terrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
Ooh, blaming it on the parents for that horrible, no good, bad day. The answer...
I know it.
No!
All right,
I
Ben.
I want to win a game.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
That's true. There were a few of those, right?
The third in the series.
Ben, you're really close saying the third in the series. It is the third movie. It is Taken 3.
Oh. I don't really think it's Liam Neeson's fault.
Well, I don't know. Did his daughter really get taken three times? Because
she's an adult.
That's true. That's her fault. That's her fault for getting taken. All right, we have just three more. We're entering the political section of this wonderful quiz. Ben, 5 stars. Love this movie. If you don't believe President Donald J. Trump wasn't sent to us from God, then you are a fool. And I do want to note, I believe the accidental double negative. If you don't believe he wasn't sent to us, then you are a fool.
if you do believe...
What was the first sentence of all that?
Love this movie. 5 stars.
love this movie. 5 stars. Is it... Oh, gee. Okay. Clarifying question. Is it a recent movie or no?
It is a 2018 film. I'll even give you this. It is a 2018 Christian drama film based on a story by Orlando-based retired firefighter Mark Taylor.
Is it that one that's... What's it called? I know there was a movie where like these time travelers go back in time because like some other people invented time travel to go back and kill Jesus, so they go back in time to save Jesus.
Oh,
is it God's Not Dead? the three? God, is that
God's
the
not
one
dead
that's
three.
Like the White House one?
I don't even know if you've heard of this movie, but it's called The Trump Prophecy. And
what is that?
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it's about a national prayer movement to for the Commander-in-Chief prophecy. I have not seen it. I will not be watching it. But anyway, that one popped up.
That one's kind of on the nose. I was expecting...
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be better if it was like Captain America Civil War or something. Like,
yeah.
Just believable enough that maybe this person was being truthful.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's on Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
5 stars, love them.
But, you know, he's not the only one getting mentioned in these reviews. Michael, this 1-star review for a Disney film says, a perfect example of Hillary Clinton and her practices. This is supposed to be family friendly, but it is by far the opposite. It is a cheeky way for them to expose you to child sacrifice for their gain of power. These people are sick. What movie is this reviewer talking about?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Ooh. I have heard that when that movie came out, they wrote it about Hillary Clinton.
I did too, and the child exploitation of dwarves.
In 1937 or whatever.
Hey, it got re-released recently in April. Come on.
Okay,
May.
Okay. Oh, that's true. There was, yeah. The answer is Hocus Pocus.
Dang it. What?
Okay, Michael and Ben are tied, so I'm going to give you both a
Wait,
shot at this
are?
One.
How are we tied? I thought I had one more point.
Michael has 2 and Ben has 2.
That doesn't seem right.
Is that not right?
Three.
Oh, you know, you're right. You're right. Michael has 3. Okay, so Ben,
but
this is your last. This is your last chance. This is the last
Ben,
one.
Ben, think about me. Think about me before you do this.
This is a one-star review, 3 words. Where is Chewbacca? What is that movie?
Wait, are we still in the political section?
No, sorry. We are out of the political. Oh. We are okay. In the documentary section.
The documentary section? Where is Chewbacca? Is it a review of Planet Earth?
They covered all of Earth, and they never showed Chewbacca. The answer to this is Free Solo.
What?
Oh,
which unfortunately did not have Han Solo or Chewbacca. It was just about a man free soloing. Is it El Capitan? He was free soloing, I think.
All these movies are from 2018 that you're talking about.
That's when Noah stopped watching movies.
Yeah. Hocus Pocus was my last modern movie I watched. Hocus Pocus 2. That came out in like 2020. With that, Michael, I have to give the point, or I have to give the win to you. Michael,
yes.
You've won a game. When was the last time you won a game?
May of last year.
Yes. Oh, good job, Michael.
Wait, are we not counting how long is this Walgreens receipt? Oh, no, you hosted that game. Never mind, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the wrong column.
How long is this?
May 11th of... That had been last year, right? Yeah, that wasn't this year. Yeah. The monkey is off the back.
Yes,
the
Michael.
Throw it.
Congratulations, you have won a game. Do you have anything you would like to say in victory?
Yeah, I just think we're dangerously close to a minute and 8 seconds, so can you wrap up the show?
An hour and 8 minutes? You mean? A minute and 8 seconds. Okay, I'll wrap up the show. Noah, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Guess not. Well, Michael, congratulations on your first win in over a year. Noah, congratulations on not having two broken wrists. And congratulations, all of you, because we're all winners here at Noodles at Noon. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you all next time. Okay, see you later. Bye!